I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2014, ISIS massacred 5,000 Yazidi people and drove hundreds of thousands out of northern Iraq. Details are starting to emerge from an October 9 peace deal that would allow Yazidis to go home. The agreement is politically complex, but Samuel from Redemptive Stories will help us unpack these details in a future report. Today, praise God with us for Yazidi believers and his redemption story.
God has done amazing things, and many of them have come to faith in Jesus Christ, which is wonderful news. He took the terrible situation of ISIS and brought many Yazidi to himself through that. Yes, it was an atrocity and a genocide, as we mentioned, but God still does beautiful things through messes.
Please pray for wisdom as Yazidi believers seek God's will for their future and ask the Lord to bless those he calls to return home. And the Barna Group surveyed pastors at the start of the pandemic in comparison to now. They found the number of pastors concerned for the spiritual and relational needs of their congregants have increased. The question is why? Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
Floods will sometimes show that the wall wasn't built high enough, or there's been a weakness in the materials used in the levee. Now, you could say the storm caused that, but in many more ways, the storm just revealed the weaknesses and the needs that were there all the time. And I think this storm has exposed, you know, all the isolation and the frustration and the loneliness.
If we're going to grow through this as the church, Hutchcraft says, it's going to take spiritual and emotional honesty. Please pray for believers in isolation to embrace transparency and God's truth. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.